Dreamscape presents Aloha Lady Blue by Charlie Memminger, narrated by Mike Chamberlain. Prologue. November 12, 2001, 5:14 a.m., Waikiki Beach. Chester MacArthur, 83, is walking along the water's edge off the Moana Hotel, moving the search coil of his Cobra Beach Magnet metal detector evenly back and forth through the gentle lapping waves. He's hoping to hear the magical ping through his headset, indicating the presence of a thumping big gold ring or bracelet that some hapless tourist lost playing in the surf the previous afternoon. He is untroubled by his role as one of society's scavengers, comfortable with the concept that someone else's mischance is his good fortune. If people are too fucking stupid to take off their jewelry before jumping into the ocean, that's their own damn fault. The sun is just rising above the horizon on the windward side of Oahu, but the Ko'olau mountain range blocks the lowest rays, casting a shadow over Honolulu and the south shore. In the hazy half-light, Diamond Head Crater looms like a crouching lion looking out to sea. The beach is lit up by spotlights on the Moana's seawall and pool deck, but the ocean is dark, and the muffled sound of waves can be heard in the distance. Staring down at the metal detector, Chester suddenly notices some movement to his left in the water. At first, he thinks it must be a surfer on dawn patrol getting ready to paddle out, but then the form materializes into the shape of a man inexplicably walking from the ocean with something heavy in his arms.